And in other news, a scientific journal has finally published the details of how to make mutant forms of bird flu. These viruses were created last year by a lab that's trying to stay a step ahead of a possible flu pandemic so that the world can get ready. The work, though, is highly controversial. Critics say the man-made viruses pose serious risks. The germs could escape or be used as a bioweapon. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports the government is now grappling with a challenge: how to manage the risks of this kind of research without blocking scientific progress.
The controversy over mutant bird flu has raged for months. Some of the headlines have been scary: doomsday virus, super flu. Of course, scientists did the work in an effort to protect the public. This is an extreme example of something called the dual use dilemma.
Dual use research in the life sciences really refers to biological research, which is intended for good and beneficial use, but could be potentially misused for harm.
Carrie Wallenitz is with the Association of American Universities. She says the dual use problem isn't new. It's been discussed for over a decade. But all that talk didn't produce much action until this March. Mutant bird flu was big news, and the U.S. government issued a new policy to try to prevent this kind of panic in the future.
It does represent a knee-jerk policy response to a situation that was playing out in a very high-profile way.
The policy covers only government-funded research with 15 high-risk germs and toxins. It says before certain kinds of experiments are done, there has to be a risk-benefit analysis, and steps have to be taken to minimize risks. But Wallenitz says the four-page policy is vague. Plus, its limited list of pathogens means it wouldn't have caught some past experiments that raised concerns, like one that made poliovirus from scratch and a mousepox study that showed how to make smallpox even more deadly.
Which, to me, raises the question of whether or not this policy really addresses the problem that we're trying to solve.
Plus, the policy says some work might be classified or just not funded. Wallenitz says that could stifle important beneficial research. Anthony Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. It funded the controversial bird flu research.
The government policy on dual use research of concern, which will become the official policy, is still somewhat of a work in progress, though much progress has been made over the past few months.
Meanwhile, flu researchers like Ron Fouché don't know how to move forward. He's a scientist at Erasmus Medical Center in the Netherlands. His bird flu study is the one that's just been published. He says one thing the new policy requires is, quote, a risk mitigation plan.
How far do we have to reduce hypothetical or real risks? Do we have to reduce that to zero? Because zero is impossible. Then you might as well just kill all this research altogether.
He says he thinks the government is struggling to find the right balance.
Whatever concerns there are in the U.S., they are for real, and we need to handle that appropriately. But we are not having enough guidance as to what appropriate means here.
He and other top flu experts around the world hope to get that kind of guidance soon. They've been waiting since January, when they voluntarily agreed to hold off on certain bird flu experiments. All of these issues are sure to be high on the agenda next month when government-funded influenza researchers meet in New York. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.